And we say good morning and welcome to a lady who we are just really thrilled to be talking with here this morning. She is a former world number one in tennis, a two-time U.S. Open champion, a member of the Tennis Hall of Fame, and just an outstanding tennis analyst. She's done so many tournaments over the years, and the Volvo Car Open on Daniel Island is one of them. Today is media day for the Volvo Car Open, and she is in town to get ready for the tournament that starts April the 4th through the 12th there on Daniel Island as the voice of the Volvo Car Open. I am thrilled to say good morning to Tracy Austin. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Richard?
I am doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us. I imagine that it probably, when you see it on the calendar, coming to Charleston probably isn't a bad thing, is it?
It is not. Charleston is such a popular stop on the WTA Tour. The Southern hospitality is really brought to the young ladies that come into town, and they remember that, and they want to come back every single year. Every year, the draw is deep. And the draw is tough with stars, but I think in particular this year is very exciting. Kim Clijsters, if you remember her, she's a four-time Grand Slam champion. She is coming back. She's a mom of three, but she chose Charleston as one of her few tournaments that she's going to be playing this spring. And then Simona Halep, the number two in the world, she's never been here. She's a two-time Grand Slam champion. So that's just a couple that hadn't been here before. But we got five out of the top 10 coming to the Volvo Car Open. Very exciting.
So, you know, every time that they talk with the ladies about coming to Charleston, they all almost unanimously talk about the incredible charm and the hospitality and how everybody is so nice and they feel so warm, and, you know, the reception for everyone here. And then they always talk about the great food and the great shopping, which I know the ladies love to enjoy. So they're very sincere when they talk about that on the calendar, they mark Charleston and say, man, I can't wait to go back to the Holy City.
Absolutely. There's so many stops where you go and you kind of see the hotel and you see the stadium, and neither one of them feel warm and fuzzy. Whereas Charleston, I think Condé Nast has rated the city number one city to visit for like the last 7 years. And then you've got the tournament director, Bob Moran. I would say he should be voted the favorite tournament director for the players. He always brings the personal touch. You know, he picks most of the young ladies, at least the top ladies, up at the airport. That makes him feel comfortable. It's in a beautiful venue. The Volvo Car Open is played in Daniel Island. And I think the young ladies, as you said, they love the shopping here. The event is now more than just a tournament. It is an event because I think people coming to Charleston, they're foodies. So they want good food. And this year, Bob was telling me last night, they've added more places to eat. There's a great bar there. So there's so many things to do. And I do want to stress that qualifying weekend, oftentimes that's overlooked. That's on April 4th and 5th, a Saturday and Sunday. That's family weekend. Kids are free all week, but bring your family out to see some of the top young ladies compete.
Yeah, you know, the main draw starts on that Monday, April the 6th, but the qualifying weekend is a chance where dreams can come true. We've seen that with Charleston's own Shelby Rogers in the past and others who have come through qualifying and gone deep into the tournament. And, you know, you talk about the venue, which is just such a tremendous place. The stadium court is, I'm so thrilled to be the announcer for the stadium court and have been for a number of years. It's my favorite week of the year. I'm just curious, Tracy, does that also mean that some of your friends that you've been with over the years, say Cliff Drysdale or Ted Robinson or Mary Jo Fernandez or Pam Shriver or some of the others, do they also enjoy the Charleston experience?
Yeah, actually, we'll be covering it on Tennis Channel from the first round to the championship match, so the 6th all the way through the 12th. So the Tennis Channel also brings such great coverage to the event, to Charleston. Also on Saturday night, something new this year, there's going to be a concert on center court with Jennifer Nettles. So just another thing that Bob Moran and the Volvo Car Open is doing to make it more than just a tennis tournament, just making it event.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a great week in town. And yes, that Jennifer Nettles concert happening on club court on that Saturday night of semifinal Saturday. And that's another thing happening. And you're right. I mean, every year they tweak it and do things to make it such a special place for players and for patrons who love coming here every year. And you mentioned, Tracy, that the depth of the field, you know, right now, Madison Keys has her big picture on the side of the stadium court that you can see when you're driving down 526. And I know how thrilled she was to win last year. And in the past, you had Sloane Stephens, who's a former champion as well. And, you know, when you look at women's tennis, there is a depth of the women's tennis game now that we haven't seen in quite a while. It has been dominated for so long by Serena. But as Serena starts to taper off, even though I bet you probably will agree with the fact, I think Serena's still got another major in her. For sure.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think she's got another major.
Because we want her to tie Margaret Court's record, Serena. But as you said, Madison is a big deal here in Charleston. She won last year. She's always supported the Volvo Car Open since 2013. She hasn't missed a year. I think one year she was injured, but she still came. She obviously just is attracted and loves the event. Actually, she'll be coming for Media Day today, Madison Keys. Mm-hmm. So she is defending champion, a great American who was former finalist at the U.S. Open. But another young lady who played in Charleston for a couple of years now is Sophia Kennan. If you remember her, she mm-hmm. is now the Australian Open champion, just 21 years old. So she'll be back. And then Anna Samova is just an 18-year-old American. She'll be playing. She got to the semifinals of the French last year. Sloane Stephens, if you can believe it, you were talking about the depth. Richard, she's 37 in the world right now.
Wow.
But yet, coming in, I think Sloane could actually win the title. Bertens, who was a champion a couple of years ago from the Netherlands, she'll be back. She loves it here. So it's really exciting. And another innovation this year that we've added is every day it'll be called Tennis Talk with Tracy. So it'll be an hour in the middle of the event at the Volvo Car Open. And we'll bring in the players. We'll bring in the coaches, the fans. They're welcome to come. It's free. We'll be interviewing them. They're going to be interacting with the crowd. The crowd can ask a few questions. So, you know, just think of young kids who love tennis or maybe even kids that are just starting out. It's a great way to pique their interest, to see the players up close and personal.
Yeah, you know, Charleston was voted not that long ago the number one tennis town in the world, you know, number one. And we are happy to have that mantle because this is a great tennis community. And, you know, the thing about the Volvo Car Open, the green clay, you sometimes we'll see some of the ladies will arrive a little early to try to make that transition to the green clay. And you've met some of the names you just mentioned. You watch them go on to have bigger success later on in the clay court season, especially at the French Open at Roland Garros. But that transition to the green clay can be a tricky thing, which really can be a great equalizer. And that's why that tournament tends to be wide open almost every year.
Exactly. Actually, I think Charleston, the Volvo Car Open, comes at a great time because it's the first clay court opportunity for the young ladies to play on the clay and make that transition, get ready for Europe. And in talking about Charleston, I was talking with Bob last night. When I played on the tour, there were at least 20 events in the United States. Probably more than half of the events and the weeks were in the United States. Now I think we have seven. So seven on the whole calendar for the WTA. So the fact that Charleston is still strong and these players want to come and play, you know, we're very excited to see professional tennis in the South. I've called this tournament the Jewel of the South because everybody wants to be here. And it's not only for people that live in the Charleston area. I think a lot of times people in the South, even on the East Coast, make this a destination week.
Oh, yeah.
The weather's starting to get good, and who wouldn't want to come to Charleston for a
day? we agree with that completely, living here. And we definitely see people who, year after year, make that trip to Charleston to enjoy the entire week and the whole thing that goes on with the tennis. But at the same time, you know, Tracy, I know that with the clay court, this is, you know, you mentioned the Tennis Channel from the first serve to the last point. Tennis Channel does such a great job in covering the Volvo Car Open. And this year they're bringing the instant replay or the lines. Like normally the chair umpire would get out of the chair and go and look at the line, but they're actually going to be using now the eye spy or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the Hawkeye.
The Hawkeye, right.
So we have used the challenge system for possibly a decade on grass and on hard courts where the players are allowed to challenge three times per match and they get those challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But on clay, what they've used is the ball mark, and that's kind of murky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So Charleston is the first tournament that's actually going to use the electronic line calling system, and I love it because I think the players have gotten used to verifying the calls, and it just makes them feel more comfortable when they have that electronic line calling system. So it's an experiment on the WTA, and the WTA chose the Volvo Car Open to try it. So it's going to be exciting. I like the challenge system because it gets the fans involved. You know, got the big screen up there and the player challenges and the drama of it all. Is it going to be in? Is it going to be out? You know, oftentimes it's a huge point. So it's kind of fun, and it's definitely interactive.
Well, and last question for you here, Tracy. I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there that one place in Charleston that when you come here every year that you're kind of like, I can't wait to go back there, wherever that is?
Well, it's King Street. It's for shopping.
Hey, it's one of the great shopping streets in all of America, so that's a good answer. And Tracy, it's really great to talk with you. You've done such great work over the years, and I know you played at the tournament when it was back on Hilton Head, correct?
I did. You know, it had the same hospitality where you just felt really comfortable. You know, the fans were up close and personal, and great time of year. So you're right.
How many times How many times did you win?
I won a couple of times in Hilton Head.
Okay.
And I think we needed a permanent stadium and we needed a bigger stadium. And so that's why coming to Charleston and the Volvo Car Open was a perfect transition.
Well, it's really great to talk with you, and I know you're excited, and we still have a month to go until the tournament. I'm excited for my favorite week of the year. It's going to be a tremendous event, and it's great to talk with you, Tracy. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today, and we'll see you on Daniel Island April 4th through the 12th for the Volvo Car Open, and really appreciate the conversation. Thanks, Tracy.
Thanks, Richard.
You bet. That is Tracy Austin, Tennis Hall of Famer, former world number one, won the U.S. Open twice, won the Family Circle Cup then, now the Volvo Car Open, won it a couple of times, and really thrilled to have her here on the Morning Buzz at 105.5 The Bridge.